Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 30th of July. Yep, that's July all over. And as ever, ideas to help improve your business in around 3 minutes. And I didn't say three this time because there are a bit more than that. There are going to be five. And it's all around how do you maximise your sales and marketing effectiveness in a very competitive world. There was a great document in the Times, of all things, last week that actually looked at sales performance. And one of the things that they identified was some of the key challenges that businesses are up against. And 58% of businesses say it's actually finding new customers, keeping top sales talent, 45%, and growing existing customer relationships, 37%. All those things that we talk about in finding, attracting, and keeping the customers that you want, and also having committed, motivated, effective people. So from the document, I've actually come up with a number of key lessons, having sort of digested it all for you, so I'm doing the job for you. And here are five key lessons that I think you can think a bit about in terms of how you do your sales and marketing. Lesson one, stop interrupting people. 90% of decision makers claim they never respond to traditional means of selling, such as phone calls and emails. And they actually said that 61% of transactions start online, i.e. they go looking for stuff. So rather than bombarding people, why not make sure you've got something that people actually want to come and find? That's your dramatic difference. Lesson two is be patient. 64% of salespeople say that the sales cycles are now getting longer, and 27% say they're actually significantly longer. In other words, people are taking longer to make decisions. However, it doesn't mean to say you've got to sit back and relax. You've actually got to find ways of adding value, and that's lesson three. 77% of people want their salespeople to be trusted advisors. In other words, they want you to demonstrate your expertise, your knowledge. Interestingly, 57% of people are actually using social media to assess new tools and see what's going on. In other words, they want to make sure that you know your stuff because they're certainly doing the research. So do you demonstrate that? And even better than rather than actually just demonstrating it, can you anticipate their challenges, their issues, and actually show them that you know what you're talking about? Lesson four, and we've talked about this many times, is about getting personal. 73% of customers expect vendors to personalise their engagement to their needs. In other words, it's the way you communicate with them. The frequency, the format has to be tailored to them. It's about knowing their needs, wants, aspirations and challenges, but also about getting to know them personally and showing them you know. And lesson five is about making sure you do all you can to keep them. The research suggests customer loyalty is harder to maintain. 79% of business-to-business customers say it's easier than ever to take their business elsewhere. And 74% say that the standards of how their companies interact with them are higher than ever. You've got to work hard to show people you care. So it's about taking a proactive approach to working on the customers you want to work with and focusing your time, effort and resources. We've put together, done it before, but it's there for you to download if you want, the 10 D's of different customers, which is a very simple way of sort of categorising your customers and working out where you put your time and effort. It's a free ebook, you can download it. But if you don't download it, just start thinking a bit about those things. What are you doing to demonstrate to your customers you actually care? And lesson six, there is an extra one here. Don't just stand there, do something. Effective people do things, they take action, not notes. Have a great week. Make sure it works for you now. Bye.